The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
There it is.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, a member of the Nation Network of podcasts and delivered by DoorDash. 1 hour of straight hockey talk with Dan, Rick, Tyler, and Bag Milk starts now.
Oilers Nation Radio episode. I forget to write these down now, Tyler. Where are we at these days?
228, because I've been doing my division previews. Only two more left to do. Was supposed to do Seattle yesterday. Had to move the interview. So next Tuesday is going to be Seattle. Finish it with the LA Kings.
Who you got from Seattle?
Everett Fitzhugh is his name. He's their radio play-by-play voice, who I think he grew up in Michigan, but grew up an Oilers fan.
Oh.
So I like
that because of...
Sean Horkoff.
Who was that? Because he was on the rundown.
Yeah, because Mike Greer, George Laroque, all those guys.
Yes,
yeah, Everett is a great interview, great chat about the Seattle Kraken, who are going to be a really interesting team. And then also a little bit of talk about the Decade of Darkness in there and how excited he was to watch the Oilers make the playoffs in 2017. Now, of course, he's a Kraken employee, so he does not cheer for the Oilers openly.
Is JT Brown joining him still?
JT Brown does do some of their broadcasting as well, yeah.
Cool.
Are we going to talk about you chumming it up with the enemy also?
Me?
Yeah, the interview that you're dropping on Monday.
Oh, Rod Brindamore on the DFO Rundown.
Yeah, never forget.
Rick is going to be mad.
Never forget.
He does talk. He does compare this year's Canes team to the team in 06.
And says that it's not even close because that team was terrible and didn't deserve to win anything.
He actually did say something along the lines of, like, that team wasn't, like, super skilled, but, like, we worked hard kind of deal.
They stole Doug Waite.
They did steal Doug Waite.
He was not
there. They got lucky with Arturs Urbe.
There was a gun to his head every time he was on the bench. Like, they just had a gun to his back so he couldn't leave.
I'm still mad at Marc-Andre Bergeron.
He did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Ward.
Why the hell did we have Ty Conklin as the backup that night?
Why wasn't Juicy dressed?
Everybody knew Juicy Markkanen was the better goalie.
I'm getting mad all over again.
So stupid.
Anyway.
Why couldn't that one just go in off Pisani's stick in game 7?
I assume you just had your back turned to him the entire interview, Tyler.
Actually, I had my foam roller out and I was stretching on the floor for most of it. Which is actually a pretty normal thing for me to do during the rundown.
Listen closely.
You were working on the bod talking to Rod.
Yeah. Gregor asked him a question. He goes, Rod, what are your favorite exercises in the gym? And Brindamore's like, where is this thing coming from that I like working out? He's like, no one likes working out.
I was told they had to like hide the key to the gym. Like he's finding his way in. He was like a cat burglar, just always sneaking in somehow.
He said he does it because he has to.
Because he has to.
Yeah, to stay in shape.
Dedication.
Yeah.
Well, commitment. He doesn't have to stay in shape now. He's not playing.
And also, not to tease too much of this interview, but Rod Brindamore was way more excited to talk about the U11 team he coaches than he was at all to talk about the Carolina Rods.
What about his son that's involved in the organization?
Skyla?
Yeah, that's the one.
He's at Quinnipiac.
Okay, but like, what are his prospects looking like right now? Where are we sitting?
Him. Yeah. What's the scouting report on Skylar Brindamore?
Yeah, from Papa.
Didn't we draft him in like 2017?
Yeah, so it was percolating.
Yeah, it's just a little marinade. It's got in the crock pot.
It's been a while. I think he's a senior now.
Yeah.
So...
Next senior season, citizen? Next so he's a Montreal Canadiens
I'm a
fan.
Senior.
Dan.
Next season's this year.
Montreal Canadiens fans are all dying.
Should we do some Oodle Noodle reviews?
Sure.
All right. We got four new ones to pick from this week. This one came in from, oh, I think we read this one. Never mind. Only three.
Three.
Mm-hmm. This one comes in from Nee, as in N-E-E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Five
Some
stars.
Some of these names, like.
I know. Wait till you get to the last one. Five stars, the Pittsburgh Steelers of podcasts. Okay.
Is that good or bad?
Which version? I hope it's not this year's version.
Yeah, I hope not. The review says, this is a local podcast that is typically on the money with their Oilers takes, unlike bigger hockey pods out of market that get half the info wrong. They should bring in a segment about their hot takes that bombed, like Nation Dan predicting last year Draisaitl would only score 80 points because the team wouldn't need him to score.
That's not his worst Draisaitl prediction. That's not even close to his worst Draisaitl prediction.
So review one is Nation Dan slander. Number two, five stars, best pod ever from Oilers Are Awesome. Good news.
Well, yeah.
This is a great podcast.
Probably Ken Holland.
Love to listen to it when mowing the lawn or combing.
Combing what?
Whoa.
I don't know. That's what it says. I feel like maybe this is a farmer and they meant to say combining.
No. Yeah, it's, combining would make
just,
sense.
Combining
it's just
and combing.
Like the scene from Home Alone where... where Kevin's going through his hair and it's, yeah. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yeah, I get it.
They can get off the rails, talk about random stuff, but still great and so funny. I would recommend it to anyone that likes hockey and others. Bring Leon, bring Liam, but they spelled it L-E-O-M.
Nice.
On all pods, keep up the awesome work. Thumbs up.
Nice.
I like that.
That's Liam. How people spell it at we can bring too.
Really?
Liam.
Oh, William.
We can.
I have a good William story. I'll say that for another time, though. That's an awesome.
Prince William?
No, just
regular just William.
Me. Oh, okay.
Just me, William.
All right. Next up.
Five stars from what usernames aren't taken, but aren't is spelt wrong.
Nice.
That's fair.
So yep. It wasn't taken.
Yep, it wasn't taken.
Five stars. I stole someone's phone to write this. Hey, guys, the show is killer. I use Spotify, though, and couldn't write a review, so I took my girlfriend's phone to say that I love the show.
Oh, respect that.
That's a good one.
I like how that started with they stole someone's phone.
Yeah. I'm going to give him my vote because not only did he leave us a review as we requested, he had to work for it.
He put in the effort.
And now you and your lady can enjoy some Oodle Noodle.
Yeah.
There you go.
You guys, my vote.
I didn't even
vote. Oh, I was going to give it to the Pittsburgh Steelers that shit on me.
Nah.
I was going to give Liam.
Liam. I think you're up.
Yeah, I voted.
3-1-1.
Usernames are wouldn't taken. You can email me, tyler@oilersnation.com. Congrats on stealing your girlfriend's phone.
Not their account, so they won't get the email.
Well, no, hear this and have to email me. I have no way to contact them just based off Apple. So shout
out
to
now they have to steal their girlfriend's phone again and be able to contact you.
Well, I'm sure he's got him on like social medias. Tyler's very popular.
Mm-hmm. But he has to prove it though to Tyler that he's them.
I just kind of go off the honor system with these.
First one there.
First one in Tyler's inbox, you get it.
Send Tyler an email.
Don't do that.
Don't.
Shout out to our friends at Oodle Noodle. As we do every week on Oilers Nation Radio, we talk about the delicious debate. Tyler comes up with a little argument for us, and we go at each other about whatever's going on in the NHL. For our friends at Oodle Noodle, what do you have for the delicious debate?
Oh, preseason's starting to get at least a little more meaningful, in my opinion. Starting to see some lines and things like that take shape.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Three games in the books. Tonight's number four. 180 minutes of Oilers preseason play. How many have you watched?
Zero.
Zero.
I unfortunately, I'm clipping fights all the friggin' time, so I haven't been able to see anything.
Why they haven't put this on television like other teams in this country blows my mind. I mean, there's a local network with a name that's, I believe, plastered on the same building we play inside of, and yet they can't find the opportunity to put us on television.
Well, I also thought it was interesting that...
Like, I'm sure, what, did they got to bump like a poker show?
Wow. Yeah. Like on Wednesday, Sportsnet was showing the Leafs and Habs preseason game, but
of course.
The Oilers and Flames were not worthy of being televised. No. Thank God I bought myself a smart TV. Because it's streaming for free through the NHL app, so I just download the app.
When Sportsnet was like, hey guys, we're going to have like broadcast studios all across the country, so wherever you are, you'll get your local stuff, not like this TSN stuff. And where are we now?
Not
contract's
there.
Contract's almost over, I think.
Yeah, they're working on it, maybe for the last year of the deal.
Yeah.
You can get TNT down here, please.
Well, it's even like, I said this before, when we went to, I guess it would have been the Western Conference Finals, and going to Rogers Place, and TNT had a booth set up right in the fucking mix in the Moss Pit. They were actually making content with crowds behind them. Like, why are they doing that?
Because they like having fun.
Because they know how.
Yeah, there you go.
They know the experience how. With the NBA, right? The NBA was such a
They've been doing this TNT. Forever, though. They know, do outdoor just, games outside.
But, I mean, TNT just knows how to make it work, where Sportsnet just...
Off. Just straight up whoever, rip it right? off,
how
man.
How long have we had? We've had plenty of time to figure it out.
Oh, I
practice.
Agree. I agree. I agree.
Something tells me, too, they roll out the red carpet for the American broadcast crews as well. I don't know. Maybe
I bet Sportsnet just doesn't want to pay for it.
It's the Americans coming down and doing their thing, or the American network coming up here and doing their thing their way. And then the Canadian one just sits there and goes, you know what? We're going to have the viewers anyways. We don't have to work this extra hard.
I would argue that if the media in this country did a very good job in general, we wouldn't be here right now. Shots
we
fired.
Are the media. Pew, pew, well, pew, we are pew. The media now.
It's true.
Whoa. Terrifying. Wow.
Tyler, what do you got for us for today? A delicious debate.
Well, what I was saying was preseason's starting to get a little bit more meaningful. So the delicious
debate. What was your answer, by the way? 180 minutes.
Zero.
So combined, we have how many of you?
I've got 180 minutes.
Okay,
in.
So that's combined.
Well, so there's five of us on the pod. 180 divided by five is we're averaging 36 minutes of preseason hockey watched each.
Ooh, I like that.
Pretty good.
It's not bad at all.
So
it's
the delicious.
Fucking painful.
I feel like I'm pulling my weight.
And the delicious debate is, what will you be watching closest for the rest of the preseason?
Start watching for the preseason, I guess, is the delicious debate.
Probably, well, I have to work tonight, so that's out. And because, yeah, again, it's not on television. So what, next one's after that, Monday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Once again, I'll be working, so that's probably out. But no, Monday, I do plan on going, so I'll get to get 60 minutes in there.
Yeah, I'll probably watch Monday. Busy weekend ahead. I probably won't be able to squeeze any in, but Monday they play Vancouver. So they should have like better teams.
I love how you say that, yet you're doing like a show right now and you have an AJHL game on, but you can't find time to watch a Oilers game.
Oh, the Crew just scored 4-2 Crusaders.
He's like, I can't find time right now.
Looking for some good hockey. Let me tell you about this team. Yeah, Monday for me. I don't know what I'll watch for, I guess.
Like, what part of the roster intrigues you?
I think the defensive thing, like we spoke about last week, just kind of who's going to work their way in the lineup, because there's so many guys in the mix for the lower end of it. And now this whole Chychrun thing, too, like, is that going to play into this at all as well? Like, it doesn't seem like it, but they're in the conversation, which is good at least. So I guess what I'm looking out for the most is, yeah, who's going to crack the roster on the
probably like one or two guys in the forwards and one name on defense, I think.
I'm looking for someone like top six set. Not worried about it.
Well,
who's your top six?
Well, it could be like a group of guys, any combination of which I'd be fine with.
Yeah, but there's like 10 of them.
Guys, right? At least.
Okay, so top nine I'm pretty good with. How's that?
Okay.
The question is like...
Question then on that one, does Dylan Holloway force himself into a spot in top nine? That's one thing I'm watching.
Yes.
He was fantastic game one against Winnipeg on Wednesday against a pretty much... regular season lineup with the Flames, he was understandably a little bit quieter.
When he was one of the better skilled players on our team?
Yeah, he was. He was legitimately one of the better players on Wednesday against a stacked, well, stacked loosely, Flames roster. I'll be watching that one. Two, Jake Virtanen, by my count, has been in three preseason games so far, and he has been terrible. When does he show up, if at all? Or is this just what he is, in which case I don't see any point in saving a roster spot for him for the remaining four or five games.
Hasn't he just been like neutral? Like not necessarily bad, but just not good. Like he hasn't stepped up and done anything.
He's been invisible. So, and for a guy who's a sixth overall pick, NHL experience.
No, I get that completely.
Life is on the line here.
Yeah.
You would expect some more urgency than going through a game against Calgary and having zero hits and one shot when you've had 3:15 of power play time.
When that's what they brought him in for. They wanted to bring him in for that physical contact, right? If he's not there doing it, what the hell is he doing then?
Zero.
But I think what the rumor is, they're keeping him for one more for that veteran thing tomorrow. Yeah. And then I think come Sunday, he could...
That's what I was going to ask.
May not be an issue anymore.
What is that rule, by the way?
Isn't it seven?
Eight.
Guys? Are they just dressing eight guys every night? That's why they're just playing him?
Eight veterans like, and then, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably why...
So like on Wednesday night's game against... Because I wrote it in the wrap-up, OilersNation.com. Very good website. I wrote it in the wrap-up. The Oilers only had four players that played against Calgary in the playoffs playing on Wednesday.
And then Demers played, right?
Demers played, Virtanen played.
And first round picks count as veterans.
Yes.
So that means Holloway would have been one.
Holloway was in there.
Broberg
played.
And then did Schaefer play?
Nope. He got left off in Seattle.
That's right. Yeah. Probably just keeping around that because McDavid's playing tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then once we get, like, first of all, you don't need 37 preseason games, so this might be a little hefty.
Let's get to that after, but what are you looking out for in the preseason, Rick?
I just want to see how that last couple spots on the offense and the one spot on the defense. I think outside of that, the goaltenders are pretty much set. I'd be pretty surprised if Skinner was not number two. And then, yeah, when it comes to the top 12 or top 10 or whatever you're going to have for forwards, I think the majority of them are already figured out, and same with the defensemen. So there's about three or four spots in the lineup that there's only really to watch.
Nation Dan.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have already covered most of the specifics to watch. For me, the preseason is just the last two games where you start to see guys being tested out in lines. You start to see the players like a Holloway or the people that have stood out throughout the rest of the preseason getting their chance to see what they look like in an NHL roster. So, yeah, for me, if I'm watching any preseason, it's those kind of games, those last few games where we actually have an NHL roster. Otherwise, you know, it's just fun to watch because you're just seeing individual performances and getting excited about what players have for you in the future.
Tyler?
Yeah, for me, it's the Holloway thing is a big, big part of this. Like, once the Oilers, like Dan said, start playing their NHL roster more often, is Dylan Holloway going to be a guy who keeps making noise? And if he does continue to make noise, what does that mean for the future of a guy like Warren Fogel? You know, is he suddenly more or less expendable based on Holloway's play? I think maybe. It's certainly a possibility.
I think at that point, guys like Ryan Malone and Derek Ryan, Matthias Janmark need to step up and make sure they can handle that bottom end of the lineup. Yep. And then that kind of pushes out a Fogel.
Yeah. And then also, the third pairing on the blue line honestly isn't that intriguing to me anymore, because just as I've read stuff and as I've dug around, I think they're so sold on Broberg. So I just think it's Broberg's job.
Broberg-Berry?
Broberg-Berry. He hasn't been that good, though.
Who's seven?
Like, he's been okay.
Murray? Yeah.
I think Broberg's been okay, but he hasn't been great.
I thought I heard that Demers has looked better than Murray so far.
Demers was a -4 on Wednesday. That didn't help.
Yeah, that was the Calgary game?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But even if Demers has looked better than Barry, I mean, I'm a fan of running
AD. He looked better than Murray.
Yeah, I'm saying even if he was better than Murray.
Yeah.
Like, Murray has a contract, Demers doesn't. You're not just going to add an extra contract because one guy had a slightly better training camp. It's not worth adding the contract.
No, but you could put Murray on waiver, send him down to Baco, and then keep Demers.
I don't know if I want to send Murray down.
I just don't see
it. And it's righty lefty at this point, too.
Unless they're going to trade Barry, I don't see the point of having Demers.
Well, yeah, like, you have your three righties, and
because you've got Bouchard, CC,
do you not think that Demers is brought in for a little dip your toe in with what happens if Barry's not here? And then you could say that for the same thing for, like, even, like, and I know people aren't going to like this, but, like, a guy like Jake Virtanen might be brought in for what happens if he stands up, looks okay. Can we now move on for Fogel? I never thought he was going to be the replacement for Puljujärvi.
Yeah. Jake Virtanen has to jump on an international flight to look okay. Like,
no, but they would have brought him in
up in fucking Zug or something. Like,
well, that's fine. That's his issue. But no, they brought him in here to play a physical game, right? So if he was successful in what they wanted, I think that kind of pushes out a guy like Fogel.
Do you think Demers has got an AHL contract coming his way? Like, what if you went to Bakersfield and was that the veteran down there?
That'd be amazing if he would.
Because if Malone's gone, like, do you think Malone makes the Oilers?
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. Oh, I do.
I don't know. I feel like
I think they like him a lot too,
but was he not the captain of the Condors last year?
Yeah, he was. He can be a flip-flop guy.
Yeah, well, what do they call him? Mr. Condor or whatever, right?
Yeah, I feel like if you got a guy like Brad Malone in your system, he 100% he can come up and down and whatever, and he'll be cool at the spot. But, like, he's also a guy I bet they want in Bakersfield teaching kids how to be pros.
That's if he's in your top 11 best forwards, then sorry, kid, you guys are learning on your own.
I like the idea of Demers actually going down to Bakersfield. Like, it's worth a contract then. I like the idea of keeping your extra guy up here being a lefty.
But do we get a Versteeg situation where someone else swoops in and grabs him?
And let him.
No, I'm just saying, do you honestly think that Demers could end up in the AHL, or do you think he'll get another opportunity?
I don't think he'll get claimed.
Well, he wouldn't have to make waivers, right? You would just sign him in the AHL.
Yeah, but is another team going to come across and offer him a contract, though?
Well, he's a PTO.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go through waivers, but he's freebie, right? He's a UFA right now.
I think he does have to go through waivers, guys.
They do. No, he's on a tryout. Oh, he's...
Like, if you were to sign him and send him down, I think you have to sign him and then put him on waivers to get him down to Bakersfield.
I agree. Or you release him from his PTO and then you sign him to an AHL contract.
If you
do that,
like, if you lose Demers, do we care?
No.
No.
But you release him from his PTO And then you sign him to an AHL contract.
Yeah, the Condors sign him.
But then to get him on an NHL deal, he'd also have to clear waivers, I think. Like, I think just waivers.
His contract would have to be purchased from the Condors, would it not?
Fuck, this is confusing. And we're probably spending way too much time on this.
I also don't care about Jason DeMers.
My point was maybe with so many guys coming up to the Oilers, like Samarukov, Nemo, Broberg, like Bakersfield needs someone. Maybe DeMers is that guy.
The other thing, sorry, with Malone quickly, like he's Mr. Condor and all of that, but I also think there's maybe the personal element of like, hey, we should give this guy a crack. He's served his time down
there. Is this a fucking charity or is it an NHL team?
If he's earned it, you're not going to send him down just because like, oh no, he's good with the kids in Baco. Bring him up because you like the guy.
Yeah. No, I understand that. Like get him some NHL money, all of that. But like who's he beating on the fourth line to make it?
He's $500K cheaper against the cap than Janmark.
I think I play him ahead of Janmark. I may even play him ahead of, it's a righty-lefty situation, but with Derek Ryan there too.
You're saving you have to send down one of Janmark or Ryan to get cap compliant too.
I don't think they'll send down Ryan, do you?
I think they'll send down Janmark.
He's a 36-year-old dude making
I get the money and stuff. I just think he's able to be versatile.
So you'd rather gamble with Janmark then? I would rather gamble with
Janmark. We're looking at a guy who has legitimately scored 19 goals in the NHL. It's a long time ago, but he's done it.
Do you have enough penalty? I mean, if Janmark can kill, then it's not an issue, I guess. But and
Malone can kill. We know Malone can play 5, 6, 7, 8, 3 minutes a game and still be relatively successful.
Derek Ryan's the only right-handed centerman you got.
Yep.
I wonder, too, if they saw the success that Ryan had with Nuge. Who was the other guy in that line? Was it Hyman?
Fogle.
I wonder if they'll be like, okay, well, if we ever get in a spot where we need to put Ryan there, we know that line can be responsible. I think just the familiarity is a similar argument with Brad Malone as well. Like that's
Brad I think Malone just provides you with a utility knife that you could slot into any position for a night or two and then get him out of there again. And it's not hurting his development anymore. And it's not hurting to sit him either because he's not a Derek Ryan aged veteran either.
Yeah.
How old is Malone? 32?
Something like that. Yeah. He's been around a minute, right?
But not a lot of NHL tread on those tires. So 200 games, versus a Derek Ryan,
300. He's 33. Sorry, yeah.
But anyways,
the delicious debate for our friends at Oodle Noodle. If you are hungry on a Friday, why don't you check them out on DoorDash, Liam?
Ding dong.
Get yourself some Oodle Noodle. Relax today. You've worked enough for the week. That's what I say. Next up, probably the biggest story that I want to talk about over the week. I'm tired of talking about Brad Malone when we've got a supermodel sitting in the room. How did this happen? If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you go to the Oilers store, where is that picture anyway?
Right over to the front of Rogers, isn't it?
Yeah, dude.
If you go to Rogers Place, you will see Rick's face on official marketing.
Yeah, like I haven't made it over there yet, but I'm anticipating it's a very
How many
large
times
have
you been tagged in that photo, though?
More than one, yeah. I got a couple of messages the other day from that. But it was just sent to me, like, hey, is this your face? Wait, hold on a second. I'd like zoom in on this, and I'm like, can you send me this when this is like finished, please? Like, it looks kind of like me. I'm pretty sure it is me.
Because I saw it on the Oilers Nation Radio Instagram. Tyler, you were very quick with that.
He's quick.
quick.
I was like, what? How did this happen?
I have no idea. Like, I don't think I signed up for anything or, like...
You're just passionate, Rick.
All I know is we've got a nation Trojan horse in there now,
We got our foot in the right...
I feel like I've seen you, Rick, in, like, hype videos and different, like, still images within their big highlight packs.
I honestly think the only ones I've seen myself in are the ones that, like, the kids in the outside this door produce. I don't think I've ever seen myself on any of the other ones.
I thought you were on an intro video.
So they made an intro video for when they first opened Rogers, and it went through Michael Maxis, who's a big time director from Edmonton. Anyways, we did a whole thing. So there's a bunch of us from the nation. We were outside Knoxville's at the LRT, and where else did we go? I can't remember. We were outside the Pines for a little bit, and I think we did 3 or 4 little spots where we had to do something. But I mean, that was all set up through through Mike and like Adam and stuff. So that was.
Well, and I was going to say, Rick, that outfit that you're wearing in the picture, I mean, I'm a Rick enthusiast, so I feel like I recognize that from a more recent playoff run.
It's definitely this playoff run because I've got that fat chain on. I've only had that for this year. But I only went to I think I only went to two games in the playoffs.
But chances are, though,
they were just waiting for you.
Well, yeah, those two games, people knew you were there. Because I've gone to a bunch of games with you right now by at this point, and they know when you're there.
I remember last year I was sitting there for like one of the first games of the year, and I could hear the guys behind me like start whispering, like, oh, this guy, and they're talking about me, and they thought it was funny or whatever. So I was like, okay, I guess I can get away with something tonight.
And now your face is right in front of Rogers' place for presumably the entire season.
The funniest part about
it's gonna be a while, man.
The funniest part about it to me is I guarantee whoever made that there didn't know the association or at least have it in front of mind. So that's what's so good to me about it. I love everything about it.
Yeah, like I'll go out on a limb and just say the hat that I'm wearing in that is 98%, maybe 97% chance a Oilers Nation hat.
Yeah, it's just backwards.
Yeah.
It's so good.
There's no way they would have put you on there if it was forward.
Or they would have blacked it out.
Yeah. No, they would have just took a different picture. There's no chance. That photographer may have just been fired.
Outstanding.
It's great.
It's the best.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was blown away as much as anybody else. Like, what the hell is this?
There's got to be a wall in OEG's offices with all of our Polaroids on it. And then Rick's just fell down in behind like a garbage can or something. No, and they missed it.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened, but I'm sure we'll have some fun with it for the next little bit.
So my ask, if you're listening to this right now, fair listeners, if you're driving by Rogers' place,
I don't think you can drive and see it. I think it's like it's
if
that
you're walking
walkway.
To Rogers' place, if you're in the area, just pop in there and take a photo and tag ON Radio Podcast.
Yep.
I want as many of those pictures of Rick as I can possibly acquire. I've got a library, a personal one. Those are mostly when he's sleeping because we're roommates, but this would just be a nice little add-on to what I've got.
Speaking of rooming with Rick. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Dan.
I was just gonna say, start of the season, you've got a window washer out there putting up a brand new mural in place of.
Rick. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not up there right now, man.
Or they just slap a sticker over Rick, like just an Oilers logo.
One of those fat heads, just Connor right there instead. Yeah. Connor standing in the play in the stands.
Where I was going was, speaking of rooming with Rick, the Nation Vacation to Vegas is almost sold out already.
It's amazing.
It sure is, Tyler. I'm glad
where
you
we
mentioned
at, Dan?
It. I'm just seeing it right now. We've sold two more trips. So we have we're at about like set, what am I saying? 78, 80% Tyler math. We're at about 80% sold out. So
amazing.
It went insanely fast. We said it was going to sell out, but we didn't think it was going to go this fast. Oiler fans have responded in droves. Yeah, amazing.
Where do we find details on this trip, Dan?
Nationgear.ca. Wow. Why is that not in my head just pre-programmed? But nationgear.ca, it's right there at the front.
Right there in the front. You can't miss it, in fact. But what I will say, if you're planning on coming on this trip with us, don't wait. You will miss out.
Yep.
It is going to sell out.
Because even if we do put more up, they're going to be more expensive.
Yes. Yeah, so this is kind of a little bit... That's a good point, Tyler. This is a little bit of like almost an early bird price, because if we can probably, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, we can probably extend the trip if it sells out, but those additional trips will be a little bit more money.
Yeah, I am currently in talks about getting procuring more spots. But yeah, unfortunately, just with the way that flights work and with the way hotels work and everything, we'd have to get another bus, all that good stuff. It is going to be a little bit more expensive. So this is your early bird pricing option right now.
Nationgear.ca. Come with us to Vegas. It's in January. You know how cold it is in Edmonton in January. Come hang out with us. It's going to be good. We got a viewing party happening.
I can't wait.
We're going to the game. We're going to Taco Bell Cantina.
So we fly in a Thursday. We're there Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and we leave Sunday.
Yeah, we come home Sunday.
Evening. And the cool, you mentioned it, Bag Milk. We have two watch parties, actually, with this one. Just because of feedback from people that have come on these trips, we're going to have a watch party ahead of time here in Edmonton, where only people from the trip are going to be able to hang out with us and watch a game. And then that way you get to know people before you go to Vegas, and then you're not a bunch of strangers there.
So we have like security making sure, like, are you on the trip?
1,000%.
I'm on the trip. All right, you're allowed in. I like this.
Yep.
Say the code word.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a code word.
One before we will do the code word. There you go.
One before 10, 10 before 1.
I'll send it to your email inbox 8 minutes before the actual party, and then you're in.
Another thing I wanted to talk about. We talked about Rick being a supermodel. What about our head coach?
This is so funny.
This past week, news came out that Jay Woodcroft was named the most handsome coach in the NHL. Gambling.com released these scores after getting information from an app called Golden Ratio Face, whatever that is. Anyway, it doesn't matter what it is. All I know is that our boy, Jay Woodcroft, handsome as he is a tactician, the power poses, that was nice.
Smooth, what? Professional.
He's real smooth. You even hit the coffee.
That was professional. That was well done.
I like that.
We're supposed to gloss over that, guys.
Yeah, when I sneeze and I mute myself, it's because I don't want people to know I sneezed.
But they're not going to know how professional we are then.
Yeah.
True.
Good point. Good point.
Thank how you. Are you supposed
Let's
to pump your
that
tires?
Whole thing. Take two.
Anyways, back to Woodcroft.
Oh, no, hold on a second here. Like, I can get behind this and everything, this, but like, number two?
Hang on. We'll get there. Because I Ricky Bobby'd this whole list.
Whoa.
If you're not first, you're last. Right?
The whole list, like the graphic looked grainy to begin with. I didn't understand.
Listen, you guys
like,
are getting into the details that I don't want to talk about because Jay Woodcroft's number one. However, he got there with a score of 9.18 out of 10. That's all I care about.
I want to see assistant coaches too, because I feel like Mac T should be way up there too, from what I understand.
Oh, he's a Silver Fox.
Exactly.
You know? Although the Silver Foxes, according to this report from last week, gambling.com, Silver Foxes, they were punished in this.
Yeah,
you know,
they were.
Who was 32?
How was Daryl punished?
32? Well, that's why there might be a little hitch in the giddy up in the old one. You know, there might be a turd in the punch bowl on how that app works. But again, if you're not first, you're last. J.J. Woodcroft, number one. Last place, Liam, Peter Laviolette from the
He's
Washington Capitals.
He's a decent looking coach.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree.
My favorite, though, is he came in at 16th overall, Bruce Boudreaux, and our friend David Quadrelli asked him in a press conference what he thought about coming in at number 16, and the answer was hilarious.
Peter Laviolette's a good-looking coach.
Where was what's the Chicago coach called? Richardson?
Luke Richardson. Yeah, he's a handsome
guy. He's got some looks to him.
Former Oiler.
Former Oiler.
Luke Richardson came in at number 18 behind Lindy Ruff.
And he's behind Brucey? Look at
and
this
Brucey.
Guy.
Yeah.
No way.
So let's run through the top five here real quick, all right? Number one.
Oh, can we go 5-1?
Sure, 100%. We already know Jay Woodcroft's number one. He is the most handsome. He is a tactician. I factor in the power poses into this. I imagine that came somewhere in. BDE, off the charts. Uh-huh. But starting at number five for Liam. What was that?
Number five.
Paul Maurice.
Yikes.
He's not even in the NHL.
He is coaching the Florida Panthers.
Oh.
Someone's too busy watching the AJHL.
Number four,
John Hines from the Nashville Predators.
This list is laughable.
Number three. Derek Lalonde from the Detroit Red Wings.
No, it's not.
It is. Look at Rick sitting right beside me. He can verify the info.
I'm not here to shame anyone for their looks, but Luke Richardson is objectively more attractive than both John Hines and Derek Lalonde. And we had Derek Lalonde on the DFL rundown today. He's a great guy, damn it. But we also had Rod Brind'Amour.
Is that why you had him on? Because he was so high up in the in the rankings?
Yes. We're working our way through.
Yeah, just working our way through.
I am stunned by this list.
Number two, Daryl Sutter of the Calgary Flames.
I could see it.
The conviction in his face when he said that.
Would you like the caboose, Liam?
The caboose.
Of this list.
Give it to me.
Peter Laviolette, we got him. Dead last, 32. He only got a 6.04 out of 10.
So everyone's above average.
Yeah.
According to this list. Yeah. Right?
There's so much about this list that is just
I mean, I personally feel like it's incredibly accurate.
That's very analytical.
Number 31, Liam. Jim Montgomery of the Boston Bruins. I can't picture him in my head, actually.
Formerly Dallas
Was
Stars.
Was that the Dallas guy? Okay.
Yeah.
Number 30, Andre Tourigny in Arizona. I don't know.
Nobody can picture his face.
Type in Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
No, do Gru.
And then compare him with that guy.
Number 29, David Quinn from the San Jose Sharks.
Formerly the New York Rangers.
Are you having a good time over there, Tyler? Is Liam comparison, did he nail it or what?
Wallace and Gromit is pretty good. I'm not even in the room. And I know that.
Oh no!
Yeah, I feel like we're getting maybe. Oh. I don't know.
All right, and
it sounds mean, but that's what I'm trying to say is like this whole list is it just seems like it was somebody's fun, I guess, slash cruel joke, and it took off.
Yeah,
and really we all so bought into it, really recline and sinker. And I think it's because the Oilers head coach was the first one.
Woo!
Well, yeah, of course.
I got one more I want to know about.
Please.
Dallas Eakins.
Oh, he came in. Where is he? Number tied for seventh with Craig Berube from the from St. Louis Blues.
We're gonna have to cut this whole thing.
Torts is
they didn't believe in the chop wood and carry water mantra.
Torts was right behind him.
Torts number nine.
Torts is
he's a handsome man.
Not bad. He's probably top 10 candidate.
And he rescues a lot of animals and stuff.
That's got it. But I wonder if personality played into this.
I don't think
so. Oh yeah, of course. Of course.
Well, that's why Daryl is so high.
Known for his beaming personality. So there you go. There is the coach rankings. We do not necessarily agree with the data of this list, though we do agree that Jay Woodcroft is easily the most handsome.
Well,
allegedly, in my opinion.
The uncovering of this list has now just made Woodcroft's aura grow from there on in. The news that's come out since then has just been incredible.
Oh, well.
For the fines, I guess.
You got a big brain like that, you match it with a handsome face, all of a sudden you end up in the NHL. Congrats,
and
Jay Woodcroft.
Hobo.
Yeah, he was also an actor. He found out he was in The Littlest Hobo.
Yeah, but what the one with his parents?
Oh, yeah, Gregor. Gregor tweeted that. I'll find it real quick. Yeah, like, that was his second credit. That Can you pull that up and put that on the Bluetooth, actually?
That lady was very flexible.
Yeah, let me just work away here. Give me a quick second.
Yeah, so Tyler's looking at that, but what we learned is Jay Woodcroft has got a couple of credits on his IMDb, and it's fun. Who knew he wanted to be an actor? Who knew?
Like, life was different back in the 80s.
You can really be whatever you want to be.
Put your mind to it, you know?
Yeah. You can be...
That's very motivational.
A head coach.
Mm-hmm.
An actor. A child actor. And the most handsome man in the NHL. The trifecta, one might call that.
Everything's coming up Woody is what we're hearing here. I want to give a shout out to our friends at Cornerstone Insurance for making sure that we're covered with all the products that we need. Auto, residential, commercial, life insurance. Everything you need is available at cornerstoneins.ca. Get yourself a quote right there on the website. Got it? Good. cornerstoneins.ca.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now our Oilers Nation Radio group text is blowing up with photos and comparables, and it's very distracting because Tyler's trying to tell me not to be distracted when I do this podcast, but this is not helping.
Something's about to happen.
What are you doing to my mom?
Okay, so this is it's 43 seconds long. It's a young Jay Woodcroft in this movie walking in on his mom having sex with a guy.
Allegedly.
Well, it's pretty cut and dry in the video.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Here we go.
A little cinema for you.
Mommy, I got a tickle in my throat.
I don't believe it.
Daddy, what are you doing to my mommy?
You tell him.
The truth? Now?
Of course.
What for?
As Dr. Spock says, if you lie to him now, then they'll hate you for it later, but make it quick, huh? Hi, Bobby.
Thanks, pal. Bobby, darling, you're still very young. But, sweetheart.
sweetheart, have you ever heard of the birds, the bees, and the flowers?
Oh, she's yes, so creepy.
And I don't want any more damn brothers or sisters. I hate the ones I have now.
And scene.
The visual with that, though, is like you have to go fucking find that. That wow. Is
I'll retweet it onto our podcast Twitter.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Has anyone asked him about this?
Oh, I think so.
It had to have come up the other day.
Must have. If Bruce Boudreau's being asked about being the 16th most handsome coach in the NHL.
Yeah, Craigor put this Woodcroft on his thing like 2 days ago. There's not a chance Woodcroft's still hiding from this.
All I know is
Woodcroft's taking time away from the team right now.
Probably my favorite news of the week, really.
Yeah.
Everything about it I loved. In fact, I also loved it so much that I was quick to write about it, but the comments on Facebook from people who think that I should not be writing about Handsome Woody, they were also as entertaining as anything that came out this week.
Why? Who would say, who would be upset with that?
Well, you know, if you can picture guys with white framed sunglasses.
I see where you're coming from. Some DC shoes.
A couple of things that I want to get to before Ask the Idiots. Darren Dreger. I was going to say Jason Gregor, but Darren Dreger yesterday talked about the Oilers in the mix for Chychrun out of Arizona. I was with Jay Downton when that tweet went out. I got to break the news to Jay that he could be available. The Oilers are in the mix. He was very excited.
Hold on, because I watched that segment with Dreger, and this was never put in the initial tweet when someone just says, this is why I don't like what people just putting stuff from TV on tweets. He labeled like 10 teams, and we were like the ninth.
Like point we is were a lot nowhere, of teams like Chychrun.
Yeah, like, and of course we're going to be spoken or kick tires or whatever the hell you want to say. I just don't think there's no like hard facts that we're like closing in or leading the race or anything like that.
No, just in the mix.
Yeah, so the same as it was yesterday and the day before and the month before that. And
that's why I go real quick. What are you going to give up for him? Like if the ask has come down and it's a prospect, a first and the plus maybe, would you give up Broberg a first and then something to make the money work? Because yes. I would.
Yes.
You have to right now. You're in your championship window. Everything, all your pieces are so locked up that I think Broberg can be expendable if it's for a guy like Chychrun. And the arguments against it are just, it's the mystery box thing in my opinion, where it's like,
most arguments are dumb.
Well, yeah. So it's like, oh, well, Broberg could one day be Jacob Chychrun. And it's like, okay, well, Chychrun is Chychrun at $4.6 million for three more seasons. Mm-hmm. And if you bring that in and make the money work, which is moving out Barry or moving out Fogle in that deal or Fogle Plus in that deal, then it just makes too much sense to not go out and do it.
Saves you almost like $2 million putting Broberg in there, wouldn't it? With his salary and then his bonuses?
Well, I guess, yeah, you have to factor in Broberg's bonuses too that he could potentially get. I don't know all the details on that. But I just think like if the ask is a first in Broberg, you do it every day of the week. My concern is that the ask is more than that.
The only argument against it that I think is valid is that if you're going to use that bullet in your chamber a little bit later on for a position that you might need a little bit more than you need.
What do you need more than a left D-man?
Yeah, I do it
probably
right
now. A right D-man, but you don't know what's gonna you don't know what's gonna be come trade deadline time, right? And you have to wait till Christmas time. You don't want to spend all your shekels right now and leave yourself screwed at the
come deadline. But you're talking about Jacob Chychrun, not just anybody. Like to me, this is a transaction. This is the move that teams make when they have a superstar on their team in the ranks. And that's what we do. We have two of them that are, you know, continuing to raise the price. Now I know the cap has gone up and all that good stuff, but these are the times that you make these moves as an organization to get your championships in the window before it becomes more challenging again. So you know, all the prices that we've laid out to me are things that you have to consider because
but we don't know if that's the actual price.
Yeah, for sure. But to me, like there's enough smoke now with this that obviously there's a conversation happening and the Coyotes have been high because the transaction hasn't happened. If there's 10 teams involved,
the Coyotes are high.
Yeah, real high.
They have to be to consider trading Jacob Chychrun.
Nice.
Dan mentioned it, so I'll bring it up. The salary cap looking to go up to $10 million over the next handful of years, which
so far away still.
But that comes at the perfect timing for some of the stuff that we got to get done.
Well, I mean, if it's perfect time, we get a bump of like two or three right now, and we need to get McLeod and Bush under some sort of contract.
Yeah.
But if we only have a million bump this year and a million bump next year.
We also have some dead space coming off, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're looking at, so let's, he's at, what, 780? So, in reasonable, you got to think that's an extra two-something for McLeod and Bouchard. What's his total package right now?
Bouchard?
Yeah, cost and everything.
863 plus with bonuses. He could,
probably closer to two, right? So he's got to be worth about $2 million on our cap.
We're gonna have after this year. We have
no Bush because he put in his salary plus his bonuses, right? And you have to assume.
So it'll come up around three then if he hits everything.
Yeah, so like another two. So then if you look at if you call him a $3 million player right now, that's probably another $3 million. You need like $5 million just for those two players. No,
1.5 comes off next year for Sexy Reg. And then all we got, Milan Lucic also comes off for next year. And then there's just two more years of James Neal after that.
At what, 750 or 1.25?
For James Neal? 1.9.
Shout out to our boy Peter Chiarelli.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the good news is the salary cap is going up. Once that news broke, though, you get crazy weird shit coming out. Like,
stop, the Leafs don't even give
factoring
it to
Connor McDavid into their long-term cap plans. To me, that's akin to me factoring Miranda Kerr into my long-term life plans, provided that she ever decides to leave the Snapchat guy. Know what I mean?
Wouldn't every team in the league be probably factoring in like, oh, McDavid's a free agent this year, maybe?
Yeah, and that also assumes that they are just letting Matthews walk in 2 years as opposed to Connor and waiting for Connor.
If we're still doing this after Connor and Leon both resign, I'm fairly certain like our downloads in like Eastern Canada are going to fucking fall through the floor because I'm going to be terrible to listen to.
Oh yeah. I'm going to be insufferable. Once those extensions are done, I'm not going to stop ever.
No.
Ever. So anyway, there you go. Cap's going up. Time for Ask the Idiots. I got a couple
I had a quick thing on Chychrun.
Oh, okay.
How far back do you think it's worth looking for like comparables on a deal?
I don't know.
Like
a defenseman of his caliber?
Like a trade deal, you mean?
Jacob Trouba was traded to New York for Neil Pionk and a first round pick.
That's like 4 years ago?
Yeah, was that about 3 or 4
years
ago?
Yeah, he didn't have the term though.
And he was a year older.
Yeah, so
I think comparing that, you would probably need what? Another prospect and another pick?
Well, a better prospect than Neil Pionk was, maybe.
He was 24 at the time as well.
Yeah, so he wasn't even really dumb. I think Broberg and a first is comparable then when you factor everything else in.
I do it.
That's to that trade, though. That's not necessarily what the Coyotes want.
I wonder what the Oilers offer, if they've made one, has been. Like, we saw the report saying you don't move, or they won't move Holloway or Broberg. So, like, what was
no,
it? Was it just like...
Broberg or Borgo?
It was Broberg.
Broberg.
So, like, is their offer Samarikov, Puljujarvi in a first, and the Coyotes are like, no?
Maybe.
I mean, at that point, don't you have to put Kulak in the deal, don't you? Like, I'm not Fine. Putting Kulak in the deal. I'm just saying if you don't move Broberg and you bring in Chychrun, where are you playing all these defensemen?
You move Barry and Broberg plays the right side. They're clearly okay-ish with Broberg being on the right side.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you can swing the deal. And also, I'm not believing these reports that say the Oilers are not in on it or blah, 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 whatever what's-his-face said earlier today. They've been wrong so often this summer. Like, I don't know why anyone's even
giving
a shit what they...
And we need page views. Mm. Love them sweet, sweet PVs.
Page views. Mm.
All right, ask the idiots. Couple of questions here. We're going to burn through some of these. They're a little bit quick. Others are going to take a little bit more thought. So, Liam, I'm going to start with you. Would you like to see the NHL start some kind of European division?
No.
Tyler?
No.
Dan?
I would love to see some kind of a third league that's below the AHL develop over there, but no, not a division.
Rick?
No.
I already hate 8:30 starts. Like, I cannot imagine or fathom what time I'd have to either wake up or stay up to watch the Oilers games if they're playing over in Europe.
No, we had that day game. Remember when the Oilers started their season?
Oh, yeah, that was 11 a.m.
Yeah, that was not bad.
Yeah, that was okay. I could do that.
They could just televise European games and that would be fine. I don't see the point of making an NHL thing.
No, and I don't think the NHL needs to go over there. I like the fact they have their own little leagues over there. I wouldn't want the NFL coming here for football. I don't want, and so I can't promote NHL going over there for whatever.
It just wouldn't make sense. Like, how would you play within those divisions? It would have to be like a team goes over there.
You have to go for weeks, probably.
Well, you'd have to go for
you go on a stint like baseball.
Yeah.
I think it's always funny when it's like we need to grow the game abroad, but we never show games abroad.
Yeah, but that's the first step.
Yeah, like soccer does it all the time. I could watch five leagues.
Abroad, I can't even watch the Oilers preseason games on television right now, and I live 5 minutes from the Tam Arena.
Fantastic point. We have small steps to take before we get across the ocean.
There you go.
Well, wouldn't growing the game abroad be showing them the games?
Sure.
And we don't do that well either.
Do both. Just show the game. Like, make you want to be a worldwide
them,
brand.
We charge them the same $270 that we charge North Americans, though.
Question number two. Dan, I'm going to start with you. We all remember how legendary the Oilers' power play was to start last season. There were a few weeks there where we were running at about 40% or more.
Tyler said we were going to go 75% the whole season.
More or less, yeah, he did say that. With a full season of Kane and Woody now here, is it possible we are looking at a repeat or at least some kind of ridiculous figure once again? Dan?
Well, any power play that has Connor McDavid on it is, of course, capable of whatever you put in front of it. Tyler's 75% notwithstanding. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would not put it past them to continue to grow up in that trend. But we saw it last year with that huge influx of goals to start. Teams adjust to that stuff. And so you're going to have to continuously be adjusting, and that's where the Woodcroft element will come into it.
Liam, will the Oilers be a top power play again this year?
Yes.
40%?
Yes.
This is the year! Give me that 40% power play. We are doing it. I don't even
care.
What
was our final number last year?
I don't even give a shit. I don't care if they win the cup. I don't care if they could miss the playoffs, damn it. All I care about this year, 40%. I want a 40% power play.
That's where Tyler's at, Rick.
Yes.
And there's a clip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason why they're not going to be one of the top power plays in the league. I mean, 100%. Just look at it. That's just the first line. Look at the second line. The second line's not nothing to shake a stick at either.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, I'm going to start with you. This third question, ask the idiots. What is the worst rule in hockey?
The trapezoid. Ooh, puck over glass.
I can't go by
the fact that...
How many are you going to take?
He's got the rule book out.
Tyler, can we have some?
Okay, fine. My final answer... My actual answer is I think it's really dumb that you can ice the puck on the power play.
Okay, Liam.
Come to me last.
All right, Rick, worst rule in hockey?
You know what? I'm quickly going through it. I got to go with the trapezoid. You know, the puck over the glass, everybody knows the rule, and it's there for a reason. If it wasn't there, it would be brutalized. We go through 1,000 pucks a game.
If the trapezoid or puck over the glass?
No, the puck over the glass. They can do that so easily.
I just think they should make it the same as icing. Where
I'm okay with chain. I'm okay with that.
But you have to have
I just can't take it away because the defense. Yeah, it'd be nuts.
That's fair.
Dan, worst rule in hockey.
Well, I have to stay on brand, and it's going to be the instigator for sure. That was brought in years and years ago to quell the fighters from policing the game, and the league wanted us to trust them to be able to police the game for us, and they haven't been able to do that. So the instigator. Is my choice.
Liam, are you prepared?
I am ready.
Hit me.
Kicked goals.
Oh, I agree with this, actually.
I think, what does it matter?
If your skate is...
literally everywhere else on the ice.
If your skate is on the ice...
You would, soccer fan.
I don't know if I could get behind that.
But it...
Heading the puck in, though.
I get it, but let's just say right now, it's part of the traditionalist in me that's coming out right now.
I think the important part is what Bag Milk said, where your skate has to be on the ice. It'll get dangerous if you have guys like lifting their skates up.
As much as I'd love to see a bicycle kick in the NHL, somebody will get decapitated.
In front of the net.
Be special.
I do. I'm a big fan of... I think it would take skill to like be tied up in front and still be able to like hold your skate on the ice when you see the puck coming while you're tied up and like knock it in.
I'm sure there's some Flames fans that are really upset right now.
Take Blake Coleman, for example.
That goal didn't count, and like Martin Jelena's goal in 04 didn't count. Get over it.
Yeah. Worst rule for me, just to try and be different because some of them got said already, I hate in the regular season when you go from a 3-on-3 OT into the shootout. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
They kill the shootout. Extend the OT 10 minutes.
So you're going back to ties?
Do you know you could also just do endless OT? Someone's going to score.
Endless 3-on-3.
And it prevents him also from just keeping hold of the puck.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, how many times did we see that last year where it's like, oh, we're just going to run out the clock?
They hold the puck on us, so our better players don't get it because they know if our better players get it, they're screwed.
I would
if
also
have endless time, then they can't do that anymore.
OT, I would also do a basketball, no over and back.
Yeah.
I think that makes it too complicated. Line. You can't
the
have
the floating
that.
Blue line?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, that's what I'm doing, Tyler. My fucking rule change.
Oh, trouble.
I'm fully supportive of Bag Milk. Screw Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. All right. I want you to close your eyes, boys. I've got a visual for you here. Liam's participating, so I'm going to start with him. Picture this, Liam. The Oilers win the Stanley Cup on the road in Game 6.
Where?
Where? I can't just envision a blank barn.
This stagnant question that Peg Milk was given.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I'll say Toronto.
Okay. Where are you watching the game?
Not there. I can afford a ticket. Spend it all on Game 7 against the Kings. I'll be at home. At home with my dad eating bananas.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be like a...
Yeah.
Three or four. Like,
that's a bundle. That's
three
a
or four bundle.
Bundle.
You gotta have some backups just in case.
One. If it goes to overtime, I'm so busy running out.
Nation Dan, Oilers are winning the Cup Game 6. It's an away game. Liam's asking questions that I don't have answers to. It's somewhere. Well, it's not here. Where are you watching the game?
I believe I would be contractually obligated to host a nation party somewhere, likely the Pint, I would definitely be at the nation party, and it would be crying tears of joy.
Tyler, where are you watching that game?
This is something I've said a few times. This is a take I've had a few times. When my team plays in big games, if I can't be in the building, I want to be dialed in. So I'm on my own couch. I'm probably crying when it happens, but I'm on my own couch.
I think that's a game where I understand where you're coming from, but I think you need to be out just in case.
Well, I'm out as soon as it, like...
Yeah, but you just, like, the time it takes for you to, like, when you're done cheering and, you know, the couple of Kleenexes to...
You don't think the party goes all night?
You do, but by the time you get to the next place, like, you just missed out on some of the goal, the empty netter, the save, the 5-4-3-2-1, like, you just missed out.
Yeah, that's fair.
In 04, in 04 when Calgary was there... I had to stay home because I didn't have to. I could not be out if the opposite was the
Where time. Are you watching this game then? Where are you watching the Oilers win on the road?
Oh, that's pretty damn easy. I'll be at the Pint.
I was thinking about this after I read the question as it came in. I honestly think if the Oilers are on the road with a chance to win, I might unload the clip to be there.
I would seriously consider.
If we didn't have an opportunity to go there, I think I'd be very, very surprised if anybody who just answered the question wasn't at the bar with me watching.
Yeah, probably.
It would depend on where it is. For me, like wanting to be there, because I just, as great as being in the building would be in the road, on the road.
But it's like, fun think of you being in all the background of all of the photos, because you're the only Oilers fan wherever this.
At like MSG or whatever.
You're like, what? Yes.
At that point, security is just relaxed, and you're able to walk into the locker room and celebrate with the boys.
Yeah,
like,
your
who the
media
hell are
pass
you?
Out and all sorts of stuff, so you're fine.
Yeah, so if I'm not going to empty the clip and pretend that I don't have responsibilities to go to that game, I'm probably with Rick.
Actually, that's a good point.
We're throwing a party of proportions that we've never seen before, and it's going to go for a while.
I know most of the people on this podcast were too young, but what... Like, I have a regret of not unloading the clip at, like, what, 20, 21 for 06, the 06 run? Where were you guys? Did you guys consider going to Carolina in 06?
Oh, I had no money in 06, so, like,
I didn't know what hockey was.
My buddy was, he grew up with Fernie. He got us tickets to Anaheim, but I couldn't afford to go down for it.
Fair enough.
I would have loved to. But yeah, I was 20.
Yeah, I'm in a place now. Yeah, I'll sell internal organs. It's fine.
Yeah, now
I'm not sure. I'm not so sure they're worth anything anymore. But
no, they've been damaged. Yeah, slightly used.
They're good for science.
We now know what can happen after one playoff Stanley Cup final run. So
yeah,
there you go. Keep submitting your questions for Ask the Idiots, and if you want to sponsor the segment, hit Tyler up. Tyler at OilersNation.com. He will help you.
I think we have a sponsor starting next week.
Do we?
Yeah.
Well, never mind what I just said then. That's very exciting. Shout out to our new friend that's coming for October.
If you want to sponsor a new segment, though, call Tyler.
Yeah, we'll just make one up. Yeah, we will absolutely make one up because also, programming note, ON Radio is going to twice a week once the season starts.
Let's go.
So, there you go. Yep, Liam, it's time to get the buttons ready. Yeah. Twig and Berry's hot and cold performers of the week. If you go to twigandberries.ca, use the promo code NATION15. You will get a discount on your order. Or you can just head on out to St. Albert. Go check out the store. You might even see Tyler there stocking up on their fantastic ODR gear. I recommend you buy one of those hoodies. They're fantastic. Start off with our veggies every week. Liam, you're up first. Your Twig and Berry's cold performer of the week.
The government.
You remember Chuck's piss, that was his.
Now, for one reason. So recently I got a parking ticket for parking outside of my own home for an unregistered vehicle because my car was broke. So I got this ticket in like August and my court date was October 2nd. And on it, it says you have to appear for this court date. October 3rd, sorry, Monday. So I went in to the office the other day to see if I could get it reduced. And they're like, yeah, you just have to do it online. Nowhere on this damn thing did it ever say I could just do this online. So I've been holding this ticket for like 2 months. And to add on top of that, I then went to register my vehicle because I got the ticket voided, by the way. Nothing. So then I went to register my vehicle and I have to wait 10 days for a verification code to do my online registration. So the government is my cold performer.
Oh, that's cold.
Very efficient. Nation Dan, you are Twig and Barry's cold performer of the week.
Well, actually, mine was going to be the government for that rule that they put out or they changed with the GDL thing because I didn't understand it until just this morning. So I actually don't have a cold performer of the week.
On the spot. Jeopardy music
on the spot. I'm going to give it to that list. That darn list of handsomest coaches, because I just thought that was weird. I'm sorry. I know Woodcroft was at the top, but I just thought that list was weird. So that gets my cold performer of the week.
So have you ever fought before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You're probably beat up in the bus stop most of the time.
I love when we have new buttons. Honorary cold performer, Nation Dan. Tyler, you're up. Twig and Barry's cold performer of the week.
The guy at my beer league game who, as I was about to go take a shot in the shootout, said, your blog fucking sucks. Words hurt, man. And we're all just there to have fun. It was like 11:30 at night. I didn't need to be attacked out like that.
You're as cold as ice.
You should just give them the link to the reviews.
Yeah, leave us a review, man. Maybe you can have some oodle noodle.
Yeah, on us.
Dick.
Yeah. Rick, your Twig and Barry's cold performer of the week.
Well, I don't know if we get to the injuries, to the concussion protocols, whatever of the NFL, but
man,
watching Tua go down on Monday or Sunday or whatever, and a little wobbly, man. I get it. You know, he passed everything the rest of the days, but then seeing him hit his head again last night, and then his fingers do that whole grip finger thing. It's I don't know that whole situation. I don't know how you get away from it, but
that rattled me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird, man. It's we've seen a lot of things. I think that's the first time I've seen it since some dude's fingers did that.
Yeah. And then like Amazon just went all gladiator style and they're just like replay, replay, replay. I was like, oh my God.
Jeff Bezos is like, that's everyday shit around here.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
I was also gonna say the Tua thing, but I'm gonna pivot because nobody had it. My Twig and Barry's cold performer of the week. It's gotta go. You know what? I'm just feeling bad for my boy Frankie Lasagna out in Toronto. He bought a ticket to sit in the home run zone to try and catch Aaron Judge's record ball or record tying ball. He needed an extra handful of inches on that arm. I mean,
was that a first baseman's glove first? Because if you're going to go out there, you want the biggest glove you can find. I'm fairly certain that's the first baseman's glove. He was not prepared for this.
I would go in with a novelty glove. One of those ones that's like...
Dude, what happened? Yeah, like I saw guys out there with a hockey catcher.
With a net, maybe?
Yeah, no problem. Why not? So, and for the record, why can't you sell out for it?
Well, that's what I said. You sell out for that one. You land in the dugout. You maybe fall on Kikuchi.
Win-win.
Just hold the ball.
Yeah,
just hold the ball. They'll put you on the stretcher. You've still got your hand in your glove. Your glove's still closed. The other hand's over top of it, making sure no one's stealing this damn thing.
Yeah,
both my legs are broken. That's fine. Get me out of here. It's free healthcare. It's fine. This ball, if anyone needs me, bring me 7 zeros and I'll find you later.
Yeah.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
That was what going through Frankie Lasagna's head when he got the old glove toss, and yep. There was a hat toss that came out after.
How are you going to handle being number 62, though? If you catch 62, what are your initial plans?
I'm hiding. I'm quietly walking out of that arena.
Dude,
security.
You got to make your fucking deal right now. Mm. If he comes up again and hits 63, 62 is fucking worthless.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. Yeah,
you're sitting on a baseball. Yeah, you just like allowed all that money to leave. I don't know what I'm getting as fast as possible. I'm putting that thing up. I don't know how, but I'm selling that thing instantly.
I'm going to sell it as I'm leaving the ballpark.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got that thing on Kijiji or eBay or some other app I don't even know about.
Let's flip the ledger. Let's end off the podcast with a positive note. Rick, you are first up. Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week.
Can you turn off the headphones for Tyler?
Turn them up?
No, well, up or off. I'm sure he's going to want off.
I'm good. I'll hear it.
I don't know what number it is.
It was a little bit fun. You know, you watched last Sunday. It was the big bad Buffalo Bills taking on the pretender Miami Dolphins. And the pretender Miami Dolphins came in and they rope-a-doped them a little bit. They did a little bend but don't break defense. 90 plays, 41 minutes. That was an insane game. I was, on the edge of my seat to the legit the very last second.
Yeah.
But yeah, to see the Miami Dolphins walk away from that was a great time. It's unfortunate what happened last night, though.
We the best.
It's true.
Tyler, before I get to you, do you want to counter?
Play that game again. Play that game 10 more times, and 9 times the Bills probably win. So whatever. Dolphins are a good team this year. I probably overlooked them a little bit, but I'm not moving off my prediction of who's winning this division.
How about a prediction on your Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week?
It's going out to Mr. Cheesy Gordita Crunch himself, our boy Mikko Koskinen, the king of overseas hockey. Through 4 games with HC Lugano, our guy is repping a save percentage of 956. An absolute machine. With numbers like that, it makes you wonder, maybe some NHL team should have given Mikko a shot. I don't know. But Mikko Koskinen, 956 save percentage to start his career with Lugano. Hell yeah, brother.
Major Keeler.
Hell yeah. I love that button. Nation Dan, your Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week.
Well, my hot performer of the week is going to go up to one Gene Principe for his NFI magazine. As Zach said, I think GQ will be calling Gene soon. I know that he got ripped apart online for it by some people, and
really?
It is what it is.
Fuck everybody.
But I love to see people go out and just be themselves and have some fun with it. So Gene Principe, you get my hot performer of the week.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I believe his wife should get a little handle on that too, though. Wasn't she?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but the Principe is for going out there. And
Team Principe.
I liked it. It was fun. That was fun.
Just Gene is the Oilers.
Liam, your Twig and Berry's hot form of the week.
My haters on TikTok.
He was sitting on this one for a while.
You had that one in the pocket.
Well, he knew no one was going to steal it.
I'm staying alive. There you go.
That's fair.
No further explanation needed.
Would you like me to?
Yeah, I would.
I put out a take about Alfonso Davies.
Fonzie.
People didn't like it.
What was your take?
I just said that Canada should maybe play him a little bit further back in the World Cup because their 2 center backs are slow and he's quick. So he'll be able to help recover and then just play him in a free roll around. People didn't like it. Apparently, I have no ball knowledge. However, what these people don't realize when they comment is
he's very knowledgeable with balls.
The algorithm and my views go up.
And you're from England.
And I'm from England. So
haters are your motivators.
Haters are my motivators and they get me more views.
Is that a tattoo he has?
I think it should be.
That's something to think about.
There you go.
Christmas present.
Did you give yourself a button? I'd like an additional
Another
button.
One?
Yeah. Yep. It's getting hot in here. My Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week. I'm going back to Gene Principe on Edify because not only was that cover amazing, I loved everything about it. The amount of people that reached out to me on Twitter and Instagram yesterday thinking that we made that as a Photoshop was also amazing. Like if I said 10, 12 people DM me yesterday to be like, did you guys make this? I'd be like, no, that is a legit thing. We had no part in that. So just the people that thought we made it, cause that kind of fits in our shtick. I love you. You're my Twig and Berry's hot performer of the week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lil John.
Sorry, Bag Milk. I didn't know.
There you go. Another episode of Oilers Nation Radio in the books. I want to say thank you to DoorDash, Oodle Noodle, Cornerstone Insurance, and Twig and Berries, and all of you for listening. Again, programming note, when the season starts, we're going to twice a week again. But until then, I will say goodbye. Enjoy the preseason. Maybe my boys here in the studio with me will watch more than 0 minutes.
It's not on us. It's on Mr. Sportsnet.
Rogers.
Or Mr. Rogers.
By the way, I like that guy the other day when the Jays game was on, Tyler. And I was like, how are you watching the Jays game when there's an Oilers preseason game on? And a guy got very mad at me about that.
Yeah, he did. He's like, what are you even talking about?
As if I don't know why Tyler's watching that instead.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. episode, whatever Tyler said earlier, Oilers Nation Radio in the books. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Shout out young Jay Woodcroft.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, delivered by DoorDash. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.